morning, I'm Graham Pascoe. The program you're about to hear is Morning Music. For a couple of hours, almost a couple of hours, I'll be playing beaut recordings of hit songs and others from the 50s and 60s, some from the 40s. I'm going to begin with three hits from the 1950s, and then later in the first part of the program, you'll hear recordings by people such as Harry Secom, David Gray, an Australian singer of yesteryear, Jane Powell and Vic Damone will sing a delightful duet, Harry Conniff's singers, Duke Ellington's orchestra, and Russ Morgan will entertain us during the first part of the program.
She runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains, they go through the toll gate while they gotta pay the man some money. But of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay, you don't have to pay the man nothing. And just now, we see a train, she coming down the line. And when she come up near the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep. I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, you all right, boy, just get on through. You don't have to pay me nothing. And the train go through. And when he go through the toll gate, the train got up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when the driver think he's safely on the other side, he shout back down the line to the man. He said, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got old pig iron. Now tell you where I'm going, boy. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yes, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right, may be wrong. You know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yes, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station. Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm safe from sin. The good Lord call me for to see me again. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is the road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it you like to find you get your ticket at the station on the Rock on the Nine. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. Cat's on the cover, but he don't see me. Down the Rock on the Nine, she's a mighty good road. The Rock on the Nine is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock on the Nine is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like to find you get your ticket at the station on the Rock on the Nine. Rock on the Nine, she's a mighty good road. The Rock on the Nine is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock on the Nine is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like to find you get your ticket at the station on the Rock on the Nine.
We listen to those two records and our hit parades in the 1950s. Black and White Rag, that was played by Winifred Apple. It was her first Australian hit, and that was in 1952. I played that one because Saturday was the anniversary of the birth in Trinidad of Winifred Atwell. And Rock Island Line, the traditional American song, that was sung by Lonnie Donegan. He had quite a few hits between 1956 and 1961 in Australia. Lonnie Donegan and his Skiffle Group, and today's anniversary of the birth of Lonnie Donegan in 1931. The next recording is of a song that won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song from 1951.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell him I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
save your pappy a chair. When the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air. In the shank of the night when the dudes are right, well, you can tell him I'll be there.
I like a barbecue.
I like boil a ham.
And I vote for boule-based stew.
What's that? I'd like a weenie baked steak and a layer cake.
And you'll get a tummy ache too.
We'll rent a tent or a teepee.
Woo woo.
Let the town crier cry.
All's well.
And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
the evening.
Tell them we'll be there. If you need a pair of freeloaders to fracture your affair, I may even give them Pagliacci.
Now stand back and give him air.
Everyone can relax and we'll have a few yaks.
And you can tell them we'll be there. We said the bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon.
Shaw said the dinosaur, where said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon.
How about your brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. Are you coming to the fracket?
Ain't gonna blow it.
And over respects he sighed.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell him I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
slick 'em on my hair.
Perchance we look a bit peaked.
Remember, sail again.
If we're still on our feet and there's something to eat, well, you can tell them we'll be there.
When the party's getting a glow on and singing fills the air.
If there's gas in my hack and my laundry is back.
If there's room for one more and you need me.
Why, sure.
If you need a new face or a tenor or bass.
If I can climb out of bed and put a head on my head.
Well, you can tell them we'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, written by Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael for a motion picture titled Here Comes the Groon, which starred Bing Crosby and Jane Wyman. And that recording was Bing and Jane Wyman singing with Matty Matlock's All Stars, a Dixieland-style recording. Here's another Dixie and another Crosby.
Story of the Dixieland Band. Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the maple leaf rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would brag. They had the Keaton because he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give them that beat. Someone who sprung with rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Instead of playing, he'd play so sweetly. They'd be saying, he got them so they couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed them on a Saturday night. He hit a figure that was off the court. Apoplexy got them and they went to the Lord. And that is the pitiful story of the Dixieland Band. Now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, 'cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do it. Gabriel is his name. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland Band. If you hear a trumpet start to play, don't you be afraid, it's a judgment day, 'cause it just Mr. Gabriel a sound in his ale. And the Dixieland Band, am I fixin' to play.
Bob Crosby and his orchestra performed the Dixieland Band in that recording from 1935. It was written by Bernie Hannigan and Johnny Mercer. In April 1947 in London, a show called Bless the Bride opened. Some Bute songs were written for that show, music by Vivian Ellis and lyrics by A.P. Herbert. I'm going to play a couple of songs from Bless the Bride.
This is my lovely day. This is the day I shall remember, the day I'm dying. They can't take this away. It will be always mine, the sun and the wine, the sea. This is a lovely day. I'll remember when the time has come for happiness to pay.
This Is My Lovely Day, sung by Harry Seacom, introduced in Bless the Bride. In a moment or two, I'll play you another song from that show.
There are silver bells upon her fingers. All the little birds come out to see. Oh, Bella Margherita, so beautiful to see. Le Mende ma petite Margherita, picking grapes with me. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-dee-ay. 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 In October when they fill the wine press, Margherita tread the grapes with me. Margherita has the feet of angels, all the little boys come out to see. Oh, Bella Margherita, so beautiful to see. Le piede ma petite, Margherita treading wine with me. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-dee-ay. 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 Margherita, drink the sun with me. Oh, Bella Margherita, so beautiful to see. La bouche ma petite, Margherita, drinking wine with me. Margherita, drinking wine with me.
Ma Bella Margherita. In Bless the Bride in London, the song was sung by the French singer Georges Guattari. That recording was by David Gray, with an orchestra conducted by Tommy Tico. Ma Bella Margherita. the theme from the 1970 motion picture Love Story, written by Francis Lay, played by the London Festival Orchestra, conducted by Stanley Black.
Sometimes I'm blue, my disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am.
Seems like I hear
Sometimes I'm Happy, sung by Jane Powell and Victor Moan in a 1955 motion picture called Hit the Deck. It was originated in a New York stage show called Hit the Deck in 1927. Music by Victor Vincent Humans and lyrics by Irving Caesar. Before that, another film song, that one sung by Doris Day, although in the film it was sung by Dorothy L'Amour, was a 1944 movie called And the Angels Sing, music by Jimmy Van Heusen, lyrics by Johnny Burke, and the song, It Could Happen to You. Do you remember the stage production Hair? Created quite a stir when it was introduced in Australia. Here are a couple of songs from Hair.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Aquarius and Let the Sunshine In From Here was performed by Ray Conniff and his singers. The show was introduced on Broadway in 1968, music by Galt McDermott and lyrics by Jerome Ragney and James Rado. Today's anniversary of the birth of one of the masters of 20th century music, Duke Ellington. His orchestra playing one of his best-loved songs. That was Take the A-Train, one of Duke Ellington's best-known recordings. And it was written by Duke, and I think it was also written by Billy Strayhorn, certainly inspired by Billy Strayhorn, I believe. Now, today is also the anniversary of the birth of another American bandleader, Russ Morgan. Thank you. Lars Morgan and his orchestra invited us to linger a while. In 1940, Rube Bloom and Johnny Mercer wrote Fools Rush In. Janet Seidel recorded it in Sydney in 1997.
The very thought of you and I forget to do the little of.
She also recorded The Very Thought of You, and that's what you're hearing now.
That everyone ought to do. You never know how slow.
Noble's composition, The Very Thought of You, sung by Janet Seidel, and the saxophonist was Kevin Hunt. In 1960, Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong got together with Billy May's orchestra to record a song that had been written back in 1919.
Sheik of Arabia, he wrote a note to me. He said I ought to see some femininity
down beside the Dardanella Bay, where oriental breezes play. There lives a lovely maid, Armenian.
The swellest of the bells in all the Dardanelles.
By the Dardanelles with glowing eyes, she looks across the sea and sighs to weave a spell that is serene.
So I had to go to see if it was
so. Oh, so we got out for Turkestan.
We both picked up and went toward the Orient.
Wow, it was a scene like man.
They told her,
oh, my Dardanella, I love your harem eyes.
A lucky fellow to capture such a prize.
Oh, Ella knows my love for you, and he knows that I'll be too.
But tell me, Dardanella, is that veil viola?
She looks so dreamy in her maiden form bra.
Oh, my Dardanella, although we'd like to stay, we have commitments booked back in the USA
by MCA. But as we slowly sail away, we're singing old lang syne. By the roof of the tree,
me Dardanella,
a star of love divine.
Wrote the Sheik a note, this is what we wrote.
We doubt the trip the most, if you should make the coast.
We'll throw a gig for you, so bring your harem too.
And most especially, the one we wanna see.
Dreamy Dardanella, she's of the harem.
That was Dardanella, written in 1919 by Johnny Black and Felix Bernard, and sung in 1960 by Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong with the orchestra of Billy May.